We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I want to see how much pull we have in the city of Atlanta. See if we can get some of those chicken wings sent down here to Orlando.
Oh, no, you didn't.
We could celebrate. we could celebrate the restart with those wings.
I need some of those wings, Ike. Kevin Harlan last
Kevin
night.
Kevin Harlan going in?
Kevin Harlan last night on TNT talking about the wings.
It's a little surprising from Kev.
Hey, everybody appreciates a good wing, that's for sure, including our next guest, Hugh Douglas, is the morning show host on our sister station, 92.9 The Game, down in Atlanta, and he's a big media star down there. What's up, Big Hugh?
What's going on, fellas? Can I ask a question before we get started?
Yes.
Yes.
Why, when it comes to the strip club and chicken wings, y'all call me and ask me like I know?
Ike, that's a good question. Why did we?
I don't know.
What was the thought process? Hey, I know who we can call. We can call Hugh. He's in Atlanta. He knows about the strip. That's how it went down? That's how it went?
That's pretty much how it went down, Hugh.
Well, Hugh, have you not been talking about this on your radio
show?
That's
pretty much how it went down.
Well, since we're going to go there, I know a little bit about Magic City stuff. I know some stuff. I got friends that went there before that tell me about things.
Exactly. Exactly.
What do they tell you?
That the wings are banging. Hey, but you know what I like when I used to like the catfish nuggets myself. I used to eat the catfish nuggets.
What do you dip them in? Anything? Ketchup?
No, you just eat them.
Eat them plain?
Yeah.
See, my instinct is to dip something like that, but I guess it has enough spice
you
in it, the catfish,
it in
right?
Some cleavage. Cleavage.
I knew he was going there. You knew it was going to go there. You knew that.
Hey, you set him up, I knock him out.
All right, so Hugh, seriously, what are you guys trying to do to sports down there, man? You trying to kill us?
What are we trying to do? Listen, we are grown-ass men, and we all – there are consequences to the decisions that we all make.
Mm-hmm.
And this is basically what happens when you have an urge to go to the house of the shoe modeling establishment, the glass shoes, mm-hmm. and get some chicken wings. That's what happens.
Well, I was trying to explain to you about, like, Atlanta, right? Atlanta is one of those cities that opposing teams – when they look on the schedule and it's like, oh, we're going to Atlanta this year? Okay.
Yes, Lord. Yeah. Hey, speak on it.
Guys like going to Atlanta because they know. Well, and in football is different because we only get one day there, basically 2 days there. But when basketball players and baseball players especially,
get half a week.
Yeah, baseball players come in there for 3 or 4 days, right?
Man, what they say, no sand, no beaches, just Georgia peaches. They ain't lying. Hey, Mark,
yes.
Hey, yes. I know you're a happily married man. Don't come down here, man. Don't do it. Don't do yourself like that. Don't do it.
Well, you know, actually, Hugh, once upon a time, I tried out at a station down in Atlanta. I didn't get the job, but I certainly enjoyed the weekend. You know what I mean? I stayed in Midtown. Hey, listen, it was great.
Listen, they're at the grocery store. They're at the voting booth.
Who's that?
They're everywhere.
Ooh.
They are everywhere. Not saying now.
The wings? You talking about the wings are everywhere? What's everywhere?
Lou Williams lemon pepper barbecue.
The chicken wings. Now, Philly's not a bad place either. But in order to get the level, like you gotta catch them when they're at word. You know what I mean? You gotta go to special events in Philly. In Atlanta, they getting off the bus every day.
Every day is a special event.
Every day. Mm. They here.
Are we still talking about wings?
I'm not sure anymore.
Yes. Are we talking about chicken wings? Yes.
Hey, Hugh, what is your favorite? What's your go-to wing flavor? Because I'm a big wing fan. We actually have a listener down in Atlanta that he's going to drive up here coming up in a couple weeks. He wants to bring us some wings. What should we get? You have any recommendations on flavors?
Get the Louisville wings. Get the hot, what is it, lemon pepper barbecue.
The Lou.
I heard them's a big hit.
So they're worth
it. Lemon pepper barbecue. Lou has his own wing, man. Lou has his own wing down here.
Now, listen, Hugh. Can you imagine, like, how good of a customer do you have to be to have a food item on the menu?
Right, you got to be there a lot. You got to be there a lot.
Is there a Hugh Douglas wing somewhere in Atlanta?
No, you know, Hugh Douglas left that lifestyle a long time ago. I talk about it with fond memories, though. I can talk about it with fond memories because, boy, I tell you, it's different now. But, boy, back in the day, though.
Okay, stop, man. Stop.
Hugh, you know, Lou Williams ended up paying $15,000 a wing because he got fined $150,000. How much are those? How much would you pay for one of those wings? Worth $15,000?
I wouldn't pay that much, man. You best believe that. It ain't that serious. You know what? And it took my good friend Ike Reese. You know, we're all having fun with this, but it took my friend Ike Reese to really like let it hit home for me, like. You're in a year where, I mean, it's a special year, no matter how, if you want to say negative special or whatever. It's a
right.
special
it's
year.
Different. Yeah, it's different year this year.
It's
yes.
a different year. Mm-hmm. And yep. you have a chance. You're on a team that people look at that they have a legit shot to be a champion. And you're taking penitentiary chances like this mm-hmm. and putting your team at risk. Now, with that being said, there are some reports down here that the Marlins, we're at the same spot.
Yeah, they heard about the wings.
Yeah, allegedly. And you see how that worked out. Mm. So, you know, it's one of those things, man. And listen, this COVID thing, we don't know how it hit. It affects everybody differently.
Right.
And for you to put yourself in a position like that, I mean, it's all fun and games until somebody tests positive.
Well, give us. I mean, hell, you got the Atlanta Braves down there. The Hawks, they're down in the bubble, so they are sort of secured with the NBA. But the Braves are in this city, and obviously they live there, so they may not have the same temptations as a visitor may have. But how's this been going with the Atlanta Braves as far as, you know, guys being able to stay to the COVID protocol and things that the Braves organization want them to do so that they remain safe? Like, they actually had to play the Marlins. So how have the Braves been able to sort of deal with not succumbing to the temptations of the city in which they live in?
Well, first of all, let me say that when they played the Marlins, all of this came out after the fact, so we don't know how true most of the stories are. We don't know. And so far, as of today, as far as I know, there have been no Braves that have tested positive as of yet.
Okay.
So we don't know.
Okay.
Now, that might change as the day goes on. And as far as the temptation is concerned, I mean, how many of those Braves, like, look at the Braves roster, man. How many of them cats you think going to Magic City? Like, seriously. It ain't a whole lot of cats.
Not many.
It's not? I don't know.
I don't know if Freddie Freeman's going to Magic City.
Well, he's a vet.
Like, Ronald Acuña, Ozzy Albies. They might go to Follies. They might go out to Follies. There's another nice establishment that I heard.
Is Follies bigger? Why would they go to Follies and not Magic City?
No, ain't nothing bigger than Magic City.
No?
No, they just might not like the girls at Magic
right.
City.
Got yeah.
They might like the Latin. They might like the Latin feel, the Latin flavor at Follies.
So you heard, though.
From the show research that I've got from other people that have been down there. Not me personally.
Got you. Well, actually, guys, there is some breaking news from Rap Sheet here that Lane Johnson's been placed on the COVID-19 reserve list, meaning he either tested positive or is in quarantine after close contact with someone who tested positive. Okay. So Lane Johnson, we don't know if it's a positive test or not, but it's being reported that now he has at least come into contact with somebody. So he's the first one to... at least of the Eagles that goes onto this list here.
Yeah.
Hold on. Since we're talking about the Eagles, who is it? Brandon Brooks? Good God, man. What the hell he been doing?
Oh, you're talking about – you look, you saw
a lot of cardio, Hugh.
Yeah, the Twitter picture. Yeah, man, bruh, looking good.
Bruh, he looked like a wrestler. he looked like he about to go wrestle, like, for real, in the WWE.
Yeah, it looked like he might have lost, like, 20 or 30 pounds too many. He doesn't look like an offensive guard right now.
No, he's like a D tackle. He looks like Aaron Donald.
Yeah.
He looks like Aaron Donald.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, Lane put out a picture. I think Lane put out a picture yesterday or either the day before. He looks about as good as Brandon Brooks. Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they've been doing. They've been working out with Ball Dinger.
We played, Ike. Them cats right there getting their workout on for real.
Hugh, before we let you go, what is your reaction to I mean, there were more opt-outs, I think, than some people expected. You know, yesterday it was a bunch of Patriots. You know, Marquise Goodwin of the Eagles opted out. What's your reaction to the NFL players opting out?
Man, you know what? And who else is Nate Solder?
Nate Solder did today,
yeah.
Yeah, he just opted out, too. You know what, man? Listen. It's about family, and you have to do what's best for you. My thing is this. In a situation like this, I feel like, and I understand the fans enjoy it, but I don't feel like you have to tell anybody. If you feel like opting out, that's your personal business. Mm-hmm. And Marquise Goodwin, I commend him for what he said, because it really resonated with me, because he said something that we've all had a dilemma with. He said he's put football first so many times, now he's putting his family first. And I can't speak for Ike, but, you know, we've all had that decision that we've had to make. You know, mm-hmm. It might not be that great. It might be a football game or a T-ball game.
Right.
That we miss.
Yep.
Because we put football ahead of our family. And he said, this time I'm going to put my family first. So I get it. I get it. And anybody that does not understand that is a selfish individual. Like, that's how I look at it. I don't care what reason it is that a guy decides to opt out. That's your personal business. And whatever makes you feel comfortable, you do that. Because, again, we don't know how this COVID-19 is going to affect you down the line.
Yep.
I've heard stories about people still having respiratory issues and things of that nature. And now we're hearing stories about how the COVID affects bigger guys, you know, with more body mass and, mm-hmm. and more body fat, as opposed to people that don't have it. So we don't know. We don't have enough information about this to take those kind of chances. So I'm not mad at anybody who opts out.
Mm. Yeah, I said the same thing, man, about an hour ago. Said almost word for word what you just said. I pretty much said the same thing.
It's like, all right, we don't know. And yeah. It's like, I can say, because I was asked the question, Hugh, would you play? 23-year-old Hugh Douglas that just came into the NFL, you know, young man, yeah, I'm mm-hmm. playing. Hugh Douglas that's married to Simona Douglas, and she's the voice of reason in my home, she ain't going to let me play. She's gonna lay it out for me in a way where I'm going to see it totally different than I would see it as a single man. And that's what she's there for.
Yep. That's
her job, is to let me see how this could potentially affect our family in the long run. So, yeah, it's one of those things, man. Like a younger man, yeah, I would play. But as an older player, nah, I'm not. I probably wouldn't play.
All right, there he is,
man,
Hugh.
The best.
Hugh, I don't think I just checked on DoorDash. Magic City's not on there with the wings. Could you send some up to us, FedEx or UPS?
You know what? By the time the wings get there, man, they ain't gonna hit like they do.
They gotta be hot.
Get them warm. Yeah, you gotta get them hot, man.
Straight out the kitchen.
You gotta get them straight out the kitchen.
Oh.
And you know what though?
Is that what you Real heard? Long,
They a whole lot better when you get them inside the joint. You know what I'm talking about?
They're not for takeout.
Oh, you mean when you sit down and have them there. Yeah, it's almost like the whole ambiance helps out the flavor and everything else.
Hey, and I don't know if you noticed, Ike.
I don't.
But they get naked. They butt naked down.
Oh, Lord.
No pasties, you?
Oh, Lord.
Hey, only thing they wear down here is shoes.
Oh, Lord.
There he is.
Hugh, be good, Hugh. Get him out of here.
All right, man, anytime. I'll be here all week.
All right, there he is, Hugh.
Right, where all week?
Where is he at?
Available via his cell phone. Hugh Douglas gave us exactly what we needed.
That guy's something else, man.
He always does.
Yes.
So Lane Johnson, interesting because
–
And Nick Gary and Jordan Mailata. They were just added as well. So, your starting middle linebacker, Nate Gary, Lane Johnson, and
well,
Jordan
listen. Here's the deal. So here's what it sounds like to me, mm-hmm. that because Lane, when Lane's posting pictures, he's training and doing things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point, somebody that he came across must have tested positive. We don't know if he tested positive or not, but if he had close contact with somebody that did, the protocol, as it should be, is to get him out of there.
Yeah.
He's going to be tested and everything else. So
I don't even see this as an issue. I think there are other players on other teams this is happening with also. This is what's going to happen when these guys report and they have to be tested, and they haven't been tested, so they don't know. So you get tested here, and like you just brought up, it doesn't necessarily mean he tested positive for COVID-19. It could just mean he's asymptomatic, or he's been in close contact with someone else who tested positive. I don't know. Was Jordan Mailata working out with them? Is he positive? Like, these guys have been working out together.
Yes.
Like, they have been working out together. So, you know, it's good that they discover it now. And this is why the players wanted that gap between when you report versus when do we go on the field and start actually practicing. That's why it's going to be 2 or 3 weeks before they actually start doing football stuff.
Yep.
So now Lane.
And this is why.
Yeah, if there is an issue, Lane has the ability to go quarantine, get himself together, and he still wouldn't be in jeopardy of missing any practice time out there.
Yeah.
And he's also going to – it's been discovered soon enough that hopefully no one else is going to be sort of infected or
yeah, no, this is exactly what you want, which is get these guys, isolate them, keep them away. They'll be tested and everything else.
That's why when you report, you got to be tested immediately.
Huh.
Then they sent them home, and then they probably came back for another test, right?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. I mean, they're going to be tested until – I mean, even if they're negative, they're going to continue to be tested, just like with the Phillies.
Yep.
So they'll be tested for a period of days. So, yeah, so it's official. Nate Jerry, Lane Johnson, and Jordan Mailata on the reserve COVID-19 list. Welcome to sports in 2020, Ike.
Well, and Lane literally just put out a statement saying he has tested positive for COVID-19.
So Lane Johnson
He did test positive for COVID-19. So, damn, now we got to shut down. Who was he working out with?
So he wrote, over the past few months, I've tested negative after all travels, including before and after the O-line Mastermind Summit 18 days ago. But he said, I've been working hard in preparation for a long, grueling season and have tried to take all the necessary precautions to build a safe, healthy environment during the sessions. I have and will continue to take this seriously and encourage everyone else to do so as well.
18 days ago?
He was negative before heading down there, so he got it coming back after the O-line summit.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Afterwards,
that's what I'm saying. Yes, you got tested before you went. Did you get tested afterwards?
This must be it.
And even if you had gotten tested, when did you get tested afterwards? And we already know it takes a while for it to possibly show up. So he may not have been tested since then. And this when he reported to camp, was the first time he's been tested.
Yep. That's kind of what it seems like.
Right.
He didn't talk about any other tests in between that.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like he got tested to make sure when he was going that he didn't have anything present.
Right.
Because he probably had to do that to go to whatever this OL Mastermind Summit was.
I would imagine, yep.
And then he came back, and at some point between then, I mean, for all we know, he gets it there. I mean, there's people testing positive for a month that literally still have it, even if they're not having symptoms.
Yep.
So who knows?
Well, I forgot which player that was who said he was frustrated. I think it was a baseball player who was trying to get back.
No, it was Alex Len.
Was it Alex Len?
Yeah, it was Alex Len. He tested positive for 24 days.
Right.
Yes.
Oof.
Yeah, exactly. So here we go. Yeah. Get used to it, people.
So is that our only three guys? Those three? Those
so
are the
far.
Only three guys? Okay.
I mean, there haven't been a lot of NFL players testing positive in the last couple days, right?
Well, here's the
thing. They just started.
Yeah, they reported yesterday, right?
So they're just getting
the
tests back
now. The results back, yeah.
So probably expect
could be
some
more. Yeah, you never know.
Expect some players that are getting tests back. 215-592-9494. It's Mark Sinnerese. 215-592-9494. So we'll get back into what we started the show with. But just here's what's happened today so far. You just heard the Eagles news. Also, the Phillies aren't going to be starting back until Saturday. So originally it was thought they were going to start their series on Friday. They're going to take an extra day. They're going to have a double header on Saturday. One of the things they're talking about for the double header is that they're going to have 7-inning games. So you have a 3:07 start for game one on Saturday. There's another game on Sunday, which is 3:07. But a 3:07 start, they're considering, they're talking about, Matt Klentak said this, of having 7-inning games. So that's something that's being talked about. I saw Jack put a Twitter poll up. Brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, Route 309 in Montgomeryville. Online, marks-jewelers.com. 5 years interest-free financing right now in July if you buy that diamond ring. 5 years, no interest. marks-jewelers.com. So... And people are – what's the vote on that, Jack? Most people don't care?
I think it's 60% no. 60% saying it's a terrible idea, 40% saying it's a good idea. L.A. Shore Parks is very much in favor of it, which probably
of course he is.
Which probably means it's a bad idea.
Yeah, it probably means we're on the wrong side of this one. So,
I just want to know the reasoning behind the nine inning? Is this player driven? I would assume that this is probably player driven.
I like it for this season.
I do too.
I do. If you got to play a doubleheader, I like it. I don't mind it.
And that way I can stay up for both games. If you did nine innings for both games, I'd be asleep.
Right. Yeah. So if it shortens the time they have to be out there, then they're really trying to get these games in.
Yeah, I mean, don't we realize that this is just going to be kind of one of those years where we know it's not a real year?
Yep.
I mean,
we could get to the World Series and one team has an outbreak.
That's such a great point. Yeah, it could happen. And then you don't play for a week.
Or can you imagine? You got the World Series team, the AL representative there, and the National League representative has some sort of massive outbreak. They can't play. Would they bring in the team that National League team beat in the NLCS and let that team play?
No, I think they'd bring up the minor league.
We're going to have a minor league team in the World Series?
16 Marlins players now have tested positive. So they're going to have to bring up over half of their roster to play a game on Monday.
Yeah. Can you imagine that happening before the World Series, man?
That would be awesome. That would invalidate everything.
Well, the season's a joke, right? I mean,
it is a joke.
It's a joke.
It is a joke.
I mean, everything's just—it's the most Mickey Mouse league I've ever seen.
Yeah, but calling it Mickey Mouse isn't fair. What do you want them to do? Like, seriously, what do you want them to do? This is unprecedented. What do you want them to do?
Well, it feels like every other league has at least a plan. It feels like baseball is deciding each day.
You're right about that. No, it's. I mean, so far, like, do we even know?
Why is Marquegas allowed to opt back in?
I don't know.
why were the Marlins in a group text deciding they're going to play on Sunday and Major League Baseball not stepping in and saying, no.
No, and how long do these guys have to sit out before they're allowed to play again? Like, is any of this stuff on paper, in writing?
Well, the text message thing was not in the 101 page.
It was not. He said don't decide via text message. 215-592-9494. Oh, okay, also, we're talking Sixers, right? You saw the game last night. Joel Embiid did not play. Ben Simmons did not look good. So Ben Simmons, so far last night, he didn't take a shot outside of the key.
Damn.
All right. So again, he's going back to what he was before. You have one game where he shoots three threes, and everybody says, "Oh my God, it's different. This is a new
Ben."
He's
gonna shoot.
And then the next two games, he doesn't take one 3-pointer. And then Joel Embiid, right? Like nothing's changed with this team. Joel Embiid's hurt again. Joel Embiid needs to carry this team. He needs to be the best player in every series that they play for the Sixers to win, and I do not believe that they can do it. I don't. I don't believe in Joel Embiid. I believe in the talent. He's too erratic. He can't stay healthy. He needs to be playing and playing very well for this team to win. He needs to carry this team, and I don't think he's capable of doing it. We'll discuss that coming up next. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese, 94 WIP. Back right after this. Hey, let's talk about Dr. Glatt for a second. And I was just actually responding back to an email before the show from somebody that reached out to me. You can always reach out to me with questions that you have about hair restoration with Dr. Glatt, because I had the procedure done, as many of you know, and it was an amazing, really life-changing decision. I'd look at my hairline going up, and I mean, I'm changing the way I get my hair styled. I'm changing the way I get my hair cut. It's something that every time you look in the mirror, you're like, man, I'm losing my hair. And then I had the procedure done, and that's really the last time that I even thought about it or looked at it, because my hair is back. The results are amazing, and you can have the same thing happen to you. It's a simple medical procedure in 2020, and Dr. Glatt and his hair team are the experts in the industry at hair restoration, and the results absolutely prove that. You can see my before and after pictures at drglatt.com, other before and after pictures as well. And when you're ready to make the decision, give his office a call. But you reach out to me. Find my email address. My email's address on the website. You can find it on any of my social medias. DM me, direct message me if you want to, with any questions that you have. I'd be more than happy to connect you with my people over there at Dr. Glatt. Or if you just want to call him today, his office is open. His operator, his hair team is standing by. It's 610-980-4000. Or again, the website, drglatt.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.